USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Following Tuesday's court appearance, Trump took time to meet with voters at a New York bodega. He also said that he could win New York in November and explained why he thinks so.
I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
Trump said his legal battles will not stop him from campaigning. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One American News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences, not high crimes and misdemeanors.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process.
Schumer is expected Wednesday to hold a vote to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special Senate committee. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses inside. The National Weather Service warned more tornadoes are possible across the upper Midwest Wednesday, along with hail, heavy rain, and high wind. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies one at a time. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid for everyone, but hardline conservatives are pushing against that. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was adamant on how the Biden administration feels about those bills.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson thinks the House will vote Friday on the separate bills. A new Iowa law criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers in Iowa can now arrest previously deported migrants. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security and cites concerns about drug trafficking and human trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.